Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Keenan McCardell, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back once again, coming to you live from Radio Row here in Las Vegas, Mandalay Bay Convention Center. A lot of stuff going on. Big game on Sunday.
Big game.
But let's don't get ahead of ourselves. Big fights continue on Saturday. All the parties going on will be at the Apex, along with our next guest, who will also be at the Apex. Let's welcome back to the program Michael Johnson. Mike, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. How you guys doing?
Not too bad. We appreciate your time. Listen, and I tend to ask a lot of fighters this, especially fighters that have had such a long career, you know, as yourself. Is it the same juices that are flowing today as it was day one? Is the excitement leading up to Saturday the same? I mean, I know it's your job, but is it basically the same as it was?
You know, you can never replace that first anything, you know, the first moment or the first time or the first jitters, you know, those will always be in a feel by themselves, but the nerves are still there. The stomach still goes through things. So, you know, at the end of the day, it's a fight, and I'm going in there to compete and fight, and this guy's going in here to take my head off. I'm going to take his head off pretty much. So yeah, you still get the nervous, you still get all those good things going involved, but nothing will replace the first time.
You know, it's interesting that you said nerves, and I know a lot of fighters, you know, don't even say that there's nerves involved. But then you also mentioned that it's good. Sometimes being nervous is a good thing, right?
Yeah, being nervous is a great thing. I think it makes you know that, you know, you're alive. You're aware of the danger that the opponent possesses, you know, so you're more aware of everything as opposed to guys saying they're not nervous or anything. It's pretty much just lies to make themselves sound a little better.
So, Michael, yesterday we had Randy Couture on. We were talking about longevity of, you know, his career and being a champion at 43. What kind of things in exercise science are you doing or implementing to keep your career going as long as it has at the level that it's at?
Yeah, I just take care of my body. You know, there's not much alcohol involved. You know, there's a lot of fitness, a lot of cardio. My diet plays a big play in the, you know, making sure I make it to practice and make sure I get through practice healthy and, you know, staying injury-free and, you know, doing the extra things like PT and making sure I'm staying on top of all the little injuries. That way I can make it to the fight and I can, you know, have longevity and train and fight and compete.
Mike, I asked Brad this a couple of minutes ago. You know, everybody's job is important, you know, whether you work at a grocery store, you know, a radio show or whatever. But a lot of regular everyday people tend to take a day off. You know, whether it's they don't feel well or they just don't feel like going to work that day. You know, half of my staff tends to not show up on a regular basis. How difficult is it for you to not take that day off because you can't, whether it's a fight coming up or just so you can stay prepared in case a fight comes up?
It's a little bit difficult, you know, when your body's been through hell and you got to still show up to practice. You know, however, if you're being smart and you're listening to your body, then the type of work we do need these days off to where we'll wake up and we might not feel 100%. And you have to make sure you really listen to yourself and not go in. Unfortunately, sometimes I would push that and I would go in and then I'd end up getting injured or hurt, just a little thing. And that tells me that I should have listened to my body and took that day off. So those days off are very important in our field of.
Talking to Michael Johnson, gets back in the octagon. Does it seem like he gets back in the octagon this Saturday at the Apex? I think it's been about 9 months since your last fight. And time flies. Does it feel like 9 months? Does it feel like 2 weeks ago? Or does it seem like a year and a half ago?
Feels like damn near 2 years ago. you know, definitely with our job, you know, we're training to fight. And when we don't have a fight, it makes everything just go by as long as possible. And that's one thing I'm grateful of now, that the fight this weekend, we're here now, I can put everything behind me those last 9 months or, you know, 10 months, and I can go in here and compete to the best of my ability.
Tell us your thoughts on your opponent, on Darius Flowers.
Yeah. You know, he's a young, up-and-coming guy that's very strong, you know, explosive, and he comes to fight, which is one thing that I really like. You know, I don't like to fight guys where I have to go in there. I have to look for the fight. You know, I won't have to look for the fight with Darius. You know, the fight will be there. He's going to come after me, and I'm going to come after him, and, you know, that'd be it. But I'm just really excited to go in here and, you know, fight some young, new up-and-comers and show them that there's different levels in this game.
And that us old-school guys, whether it's the fight game or the radio game, are still here and we're still staying.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm not going anywhere. You know, I'm 37. I'm still young. I feel great. My body feels great. I look younger than a lot of 25-year-olds. I feel better than a lot of these young guys. And, yeah, I've got a lot of experience to go with what I'm bringing.
So, Michael, I, looking back on your career, I've always remember you as being like one of the most conditioned athletes. Dana White's publicly talking about his new health and how he's changed things. So what kind of diet tip or what kind of, you know, secret weapon do you have that could help the audience out there, like when it comes to getting lean or fit or conditioned?
Yeah, water and greens. A lot of water, you know, get in a lot of your healthy greens, you know, your kale, your spinach, whatever, you know, I think that's one thing that's done great things to my body. Water plays a huge part in, you know, recovery and staying fresh. And it just, a lot of people don't really realize that how much water plays a huge part. So, if I could say one thing, the important thing is to stay on top of your water intake.
There it is.
Well, and I'm one of those people that A, didn't know, and I think I drank more water yesterday than I probably have in 6 months. So it is something that I do want to continue.
So
yeah,
good. That's
Mike.
Great.
Go ahead, Mike. I'm sorry, what was that?
No, I said go ahead and finish whatever you're saying.
No, I was just saying that's a great start. You started your water drinking yesterday.
Well, I'm headed back to the mats after, you know, leaving it many years ago. I'm going to start my BJJ training back up on Monday. So I think I better start drinking some water. I'm going to get my butt kicked on Monday, and I'm kind of looking forward to it. I'm not looking forward to Tuesday, but I'm looking forward to Monday.
yeah, it'd be good. It'd be hot in there probably. So, you know, definitely a great thing for anybody to do is to get into some jiu-jitsu classes and just stay healthy and active.
And Mike, are you doing just straight water? Have you tried the hydrogenated water that they're doing now? That's a big craze online, or any water fasting? Have you done either of those?
No, it's just regular water. And I, you know, use a few hydration packs every now and then, but just try to keep things nice and simple.
But final question for you, are you a coffee or a tea drinker?
Unfortunately, neither. But if I were to drink one, it would be coffee. I get like a double shot of espresso or something right before I go into a sparring session. But I do need to start waking up and getting some coffee in me at least a few times a week. I've heard some health benefits go besides it, but I'm just not a big coffee drinker.
Okay, well, I'm going to send you, first, thank you for coming on. We always like to thank our guests, so we're going to send you a couple things. We're going to send you a care package from 8 Man Strong. We're going to send you a care package from Bucked Up Energy Drink. And I'm going to send you a gift certificate from Roasted Whisk, where they make custom coffees, custom teas. I'm going to send a Knockout Radio mug for you, you know, for giving us a couple minutes of your time today. Enjoy the rest of the week. More importantly, have fun on Saturday.
Nice. Thank you, guys. I really appreciate it. I'll be looking forward to those guests. Thank you. They sound great.
We're going to put you back on hold so we can get your address, and they'll get sent out to you next week.
Okay, awesome. All right, you guys have a great day. Thank you.
You as well. Michael Johnson back in the Octagon this Saturday. We're going to hit this break. Martin Gramatica next.
What?
It's starting to pick up. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong, Staff Zone, Bucked Up Energy Drink, and Bio Accelerator.
Hey, yo, this is Ricky Waters, and you're listening to Talkin' Sports with Randy Harris.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
The Country Depot is located in the heart of downtown Brooksville at 36 North Broad Street. They have everything under the sun, from one-of-a-kind art and decor to sports memorabilia, from metal signs and handbags to men's wallets. It's worth the drive. But you can also shop online at countrydepotstore.com. You never know what you'll come across when you visit. Country Depot.
Conveniently located in Pinellas Park, Cool Breeze AC is just one phone call away. Reach them at 727-954-3605. And their highly skilled and knowledgeable technicians will be at your service 24/7, ensuring your ultimate comfort all year round.
Ready to take charge of your day? Bucked Up Energy Drinks are taking over the energy drink market. Find them at Walmart, Publix, GNC, and Vitamin Shoppe. Real energy and real focus. Get bucked up.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Herschel Walker, and I tell everyone out there listening, y'all need to listen to Knockout Radio.
Has the Midtown Ripper claimed a fifth victim? The body of another female prostitute was found this morning around 5.
Another one bites the dust.
Let's get out of here.
Police are baffled by this.
No, you're going to make the call, aren't you?
We need a profiler.
He's not going to do it.
Yes, he will.
Not a chance.
All right, we are back coming to you live once again as we continue here on Radio Row, Mandalay Bay. What?
Things are heating up, baby.
Why you say that?
Just the energy in the place is getting better. Like, there's more people. Things are going on. People are coming up to us and be like, hey, we want to put our people on your show. Like, that excitement, like, fuels energy. Energy is life.
Well, and, you know, everybody else is putting, you know, football players on.
Yeah, yeah. No, wow.
I don't know where they went because we got to do this quickly. But we got something pretty interesting.
Yeah, I think it's cool. I think the fans like it.
A fairly new reality TV show.
Yes.
On Fox.
Yes.
I believe last Thursday was the inaugural.
But yeah. You know what? Speaking of inaugural, on the flyer for the high school that I coach at, we they put on the flyer first annual.
Right. So, well, I just want to stand corrected. It's the inaugural for this season.
Right.
Okay.
But I corrected the a mark at the Specially Fit Academy. I let him know that it's first, it's inaugural event, and then the first annual means next year.
Yeah, you can't, you know, you can't have the first annual.
Right. It's important.
Well, it hasn't happened yet.
Correct.
You know, you have to have the first one.
And if we're an educational program, and
well, is that what we are?
Well, not you, but like at the high school I coach at, it's important to get it correct for learning and for tools to help these kids learn and better.
Well, I'm glad I was able to step up and teach you a few things.
You contributed. Oh, there's a big hat. Like, that's all we got to do, Randy. That kind of stuff, I get excited when I see people wear nice outfits that match. And I see cowboy hats over there. Oh, those are the Cowboys.
Yeah. Can you go get them and tell them to get over here? Because if not, we're going to run out of time.
I had located the wrong hat. there's hats everywhere.
The farmer dudes.
Yeah. They're pretending like they are the worst.
Oh, this whole thing is just,
Steve, go get the farmer dudes. The two guys with the cowboy hats, no horses. Get those guys over here.
We're just going to have to not do it, Dan.
Okay. Well, their loss. Hopefully, Dr. Oz will sit down. Got unfinished business with Dr. Oz. I'm excited to go out catching up to him.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. When they come, just tell them, no, we can't do it. So what kind of business do you have with Oz?
I mean, Oz, like, the Mediterranean diet isn't very far off from the pizza diet. A lot of olive oils and low carbs and cheese and moderation. So, really during the peak when the pizza diet was relevant, the Mediterranean diet was a big proponent of that. So, and I was supposed to fly from Brazil up to New York to film a segment for him to feature success with the Mediterranean style diet, being that the pizza diet. But just the schedule and the logistics of being in Brazil at the time, I never got a chance. So it will be an honor to have him on the program to talk about nutrition and fitness and all things health.
More importantly, I want to talk to him about when the him and his daughter were on the $100,000 pyramid.
Oh, okay. All right. So, hey, here we go.
Better late than never. But
yeah. Come on in.
We've got coming up Zach Paga coming up for the UFC on Saturday. We'll be talking to Zach here in a second.
Welcome to the show. Hi, Ty. Welcome. Grab a seat, guys. Welcome to the program. Knockout Radio.
I don't know how you put it on over that big hat.
Well, I don't know. We got big hats. We've got big hats, too, Randy. Yeah. Looking sharp, fellas. Looking good.
All right,
welcome to Knockout Radio.
Like here I said, we're gonna talk now. I've tried to get on some reality TV shows.
Yes.
You know, I've tried to get on Survivor. I've applied for You and I, which I'm gonna dread. They're gonna put us on because I'm gonna kill you on The Amazing Race.
I'm a survivor.
I'm not sure that I would ever come on this show because my wife wouldn't like it. But let's welcome to the program Tyler and Brandon. Right.
Yes, sir.
From Farmer.
Once a wife.
Once a wife.
Once a wife.
First and foremost, I guess, how did you get selected? What was the process? What did you guys have to go through?
Yeah, it's basically there's the casting process, which you sign up for. You know, or you have somebody that throws your name in the casting pool, and all of a sudden they come to you, and that's a long process, the casting process.
My stepsister was tired of hearing me whine about the dating pool where I live. So she was like, saw the advertisement. She's like, you're a farmer. You need to apply and get on the show or at least fill out the application. And same thing, a couple months later, get a phone call and started the casting process.
Is there a question / answer that puts you guys over the top to be selected? And the reason I'm asking is, so my former co-host, very attractive, Asian, Italian, blah, 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 blah. She went to one of the casting calls, and it was for Survivor, and they asked her, what three luxury items would you bring? And she answered a picture of her daughter, a bottle of Jack Daniels, and a sex toy. And they said, you're on. And they, like, moved her, like, three steps ahead to go on the show. So was there something that either you knew about or you thought you knew about that you needed to drop when you were being talked to?
For me, I feel like my story, I'm different. I'm 42 years old. I'm the elder of the silver fox of these farmers. And I have a daughter that's 12 years old. And I think for me, her being a part of my story was really kind of what kind of gave me an edge.
So really, you're not here to necessarily plug the show as much as you are to get your daughter to Taylor Swift.
If she was here, that'd be great. Yeah.
Exactly. And
you know, I would say that for me, it was probably the authenticity. I think for the farmers, it's the authenticity of, you know, wanting to find somebody, you know, coming from a small area. Mm-hmm. But your situation there, like with Survivor, I think on the other side of the spectrum for the women, they are definitely looking for that out-of-pocket character that is looking for that person, but brings that intense dynamic of a bottle of Jack, a sex toy, and a picture.
Yeah, right.
I mean, so,
but they would never let that be out. Get that out.
Yeah.
Sure. Exactly. So obviously this is a little different to the other Bachelor ones because there's only one Bachelor. So talk about that. What's the process? So, you know, how is this? Got to be honest, haven't seen it yet.
Yeah. Maybe you will after this.
Maybe. Yeah, well, I will because of the two of you.
Yeah. You know, there's four of us farmers and we all have our own storyline.
Well, I don't know the other two. So
yeah, correct. But there are four total and we're not competing. It's not a competition. We're trying to win the hearts of the ladies and them the same for us. But we all have our own storylines. We're all at our own place, our own ranch, his own farm. He's in Colorado, I'm in Missouri, and the ladies come to us. And so that's this, and they also have a choice in what they want. If they don't think they're cut out for it, they can be like, look, sorry, this isn't for me, and they can head back to the city.
Well, I think that's a valid point. You know, a lot of these shows, you meet a neutral location, you go to an island, you go to a different place, but now they're coming to your life. And if you select them and they select you, that's the life that they're going to adopt, right?
Mm-hmm, correct.
And the life on the farm, I grew up in Indiana, so I know the farm life. It's a different life.
Yeah. Yep.
And it's not for everybody, but it's such an important role in our ecosystem as a society and just humanity that I don't think it gets enough attention. And kudos to you guys for bringing that to the TV and letting the world into your world.
Thanks.
So we were at the Pro Bowl last week in Orlando. And I went up to Gardner Minshew, who's the starting quarterback of the Indianapolis Colts. Yep. And I used to do a radio show with Michael Pittman. His son, Michael Pittman Jr., is a wide receiver with the Colts. So I went up to him and said, tell me a crazy story about Pitt. And he thinks for a minute and he goes, well, most of them I can't tell you. I said, no, I totally get that. He goes, but the first one that comes to mind is his wife runs the farm. Because he has a farm with all sorts of animals, and, you know, he's busy playing football, and that she runs that farm. So is that what you're looking for? Not just, you know, a wife, but a wife that wants that lifestyle, that wants to live on a farm and do all those things.
Great. I mean, for me, absolutely. I mean, I don't need him to do the day-to-day chores unless I'm gone. But I think it's the adaptation of the lifestyle. Understanding it's not an 8-to-5 Monday through Friday, that it's a 7-day-a-week experience. And there's nothing like working the ground and being one with what you do. You know, there's something that's really prideful about that. And I think that trying to find a woman that finds that same desire and energy to involve the land. And like you're saying, I mean, we're feeding America. Yeah. That where I'm from actually produces 20 million pounds of potatoes per year. It's the second largest potato producing area in the nation.
And I want to apologize for eating all of your
that's the number one. You keep eating them.
He's the number one consumer of your potatoes. Yeah, yeah. That guy.
It's a partnership deal now.
No problem. And what do you farm?
Well, I actually don't farm, but like, you know, he's a generational farmer looking to sow his seeds and put down the next generation. So that's a big part of his process. I'm a cowboy. I have horses. I rope. I have cattle. I'm not a row crop farmer. I've just got the label for myself of cowboy, and it falls under the whole farmer dynamic of the show.
See, I told you this all thing falls into place. So a lot of celebrities, friends of ours, Dana White happened to walk by, and you know, there's such a big crowd. And I said, we need to get a cowboy, a roper, who could stand here and throw, you know, lasso and pull him in. You're our guy.
I got it.
So it definitely works. What was the experience like? And obviously we do a lot with the UFC and the Ultimate Fighter, and you know, so we only talk up to. So you know, the first episode, you know, was last week. What was that process like? What was the good and the bad of the episode?
The bad probably is the fact that it took so many days to film and it was only an hour. Yeah. You know, but beyond that, it's an amazing experience because you're put in a situation where these people that create the show, I mean, the producers, the camera people, the sound people, they're amazing at what they do. So they're creating an art no different than the pride that I take on my farm.
Were you guys worried, and I've talked to all the fighters from Tough, and, you know, they're worried. There's cameras everywhere. You know, you might slip. You may, you know, not necessarily say something. Just, you know, do something that you would really do. But in today's crazy America, you know, God forbid you say, you know, the color green or something, yep. You know, whatever it is. You know, were you aware of that and concerned about that?
For me, I knew going on to the show that you're going to be on TV. You know, there's no way around it. And for me, I'm just going to be myself. I wasn't going to try to be something that I'm not. I was just going to be my authentic self, and I wasn't going to hide anything. You know, just be raw and be real. And like I said, that's their product. That's their passion. And hopefully, you know, they put my story in the best light possible. And
how did you find out about the show? You know, you all applied and all that kind of stuff. I mean, did you know it was out there? Did you know? Well, I guess it was last season. Is this the second season?
Yeah, this is the second American season. You know, and they advertise it. You see it on TV. It's on Fox, and it's actually the most successful dating show in the world. They've created over 200 marriages and 500 children in multiple nations. Yeah. You know, but I think the headquarters is Australia, and then it's kind of gone across to Europe, and now it's working its way into America. But they're really trying to sow this love story.
That's why it was so successful. That accent in Australia gets you, and then once they get you, you know, then you can send it out. Are you guys sports fans, football fans, Super Bowl fans?
Oh, absolutely.
What's your team? Who do you like?
You know, I was a little bummed that I'm from Denver. I mean, Colorado, so I'm a Broncos fan. But in this situation, I was hoping the Ravens would pull off the win and make it, you know. But so obviously now I'm going for San Fran.
You know, being from Missouri, I'm a long ways from Kansas City. I always hated that the Rams moved back to L.A. But, you know, probably going to have to go with Missouri. But I love the stories of the games. You know, I love to hear every bit of that and then watching the game play out and go Chiefs.
You know, they always say, you know, the land of opportunity and, you know, all that kind of stuff. You know, here you have a quarterback, the last pick in the draft, you know, Mr. Irrelevant, the whole nine yards. You know, Mahomes is making $749 million a day. You know, Purdy's making a few dollars less.
Yeah.
You know,
but
it just goes to show it doesn't matter. You know, there's opportunities. You have to find it. You have to make it. Kind of like what you guys are doing.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, that's the beautiful thing about Brock. You know, is that he is that last man that got picked, and he's making his name and fighting his way up there. That's awesome.
And for me, I was always a Tom Brady fan. He's the GOAT. That grit, that drive, that passion. And you can see that actually in both Brock and Mahomes. You know, they were not just brought out and to be these phenoms. They're getting the grit, and they're going to be winners.
For sure. Well, I want to thank you guys for stopping by. And I don't watch a lot of TV, but I promise I will watch the next episode.
Absolutely.
You know, I'm going to hit the recorder right now so that I know it'll be done. And it may be our newest reality show to watch.
Cool. Well, thanks for having
us. Guys. Thanks for coming on. Appreciate you guys.
Your time. Let's go hit a quick break. Coming to you live from Radio Row here as we get ready for the Super Bowl.
Hey, this is Phyllis Proctor. You're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
BioAccelerator is recognized as a global leader in cell therapy and regenerative medicine for sports and orthopedic injuries, spine and disc conditions, and chronic pain. The company has treated thousands of patients, including many UFC champions, former and current NFL players, and many everyday people like you and I.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Gottsplit and Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Gottsplit Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
Banners, Car Wraps, and Printing. Oh, my. Banners, Car Wraps, and Printing. Oh, my. For all of your banners, car wraps, and printing, call Compass Banners, Printing, and Wraps at 727-522-7414 for all your signage and promotional needs. Every sign tells a story. Every wrap makes a statement. Find us on Facebook. Visit our website at compassbanners.com or call 727-522-7414. Banners, Car Wraps, and Printing. Oh, my.
Roasted Whisk Gift Box Company is an online specialty gift box company specializing in corporate gifting, creating a fun and unique gifting experience for your clients, vendors, or employees. Gift boxes could include specialty coffees or teas, mugs, espresso-infused baked goods, scented candles, and many more options. Check us out at roastedwhisk.com. Roasted Whisk on all social platforms.
Got bills?
Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Trent Dilfer, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Go.
This is Knockout Radio coming to you live from Mandalay Bay Convention Center. This is Media Row Super Bowl 58, and it is a great honor for me personally to introduce Dr. Oz to the program. We know each other from the past. I invented the pizza diet years ago to show that pizza could be a healthy food. You're a big proponent of the Mediterranean diet, so it aligns perfectly with natural olive oils and low carbs and moderation. And I was actually living in Brazil with my family when your show called to have me come up to New York to film a segment. But just logistically, it's too hard to get out of my wife's city. So this is the first time we actually got to talk, but you have made a huge impact in my career. I went on to become a professional bodybuilder, won Mr. Universe, had the greatest male physique at 41 years old in the entire country. And I credit your knowledge.
What type of pizza?
Every pizza. So a real New York style pizza.
You got any protein on that pizza?
Protein pizzas. Hulk Hogan's favorite is egg whites, grilled chicken, spinach, olive oil, garlic. So I make a puree garlic sauce. So it's just a tremendous honor to thank you in person for the impact you've not only made in my life, but in the world of knowledge and information.
So I'll tell you, early on in the show, I had two exposures to pizza. One was you, and that was Dave Portnoy grading pizza. But subsequently, I've warmed up to the idea. Because I tell you, there's two reasons. There's nothing healthier than having a good time with your friends. And you can put stuff on pizza that's better than a lot of other things you do to yourself, including fried foods and the simple carbs that sort of mess with you. And now they have pizzas of every ilk. So, so it works. But I got to tell you, one of the big messages that I wanted to deliver at the Super Bowl this year, and we're working with the NFL alumni, so you're going to hear some pros about how they take care of their bodies, is at age 41, if you can look like a stud, as you did to win and you still do, then it means that we all have hope. And if we don't pay attention to our bodies and ignore those wonderful opportunities when we're in our 30s and 40s to tune ourselves up for our 50s, 60s, and 70s, we're throwing away our future because it will catch up to us. You already know that,
yes, sir.
But you make it cool. Take care of yourself.
Sir. And I'll tell you, the next phase of the pizza diet is red lentils pureed to make the crust out of a high-protein source. So instead of carbohydrates or wheat source, it's going to be based on red bean lentils.
So we have a program called Health Core. Like the Peace Corps, send energetic college grads into schools around the country to mentor kids. And we teach them that kind of trick. You know, little hacks to get your family thinking differently about health. Go into your kitchen, because your parents, you know, you're going to give your parents a hard time anyway. You might as well give them a hard time about something that matters. Throw the lard away, the junk, the processed foods, and start doing what you just talked about with pizza. Sure. And folks listening right now, get these recipes. Try it. It actually tastes so good. Your friends will come over and enjoy it with you. But the NFL alumni are a huge asset because it's a treasure trove of wonderful, they all look like they're GQ models, athletes who played in the pros, world class, who actually know how to take care of their body. And we want them to share those tips and tricks with people around the country. So I'm focused on kids, obviously, and teens, but people listening to this broadcast, wherever you are, pay attention to the NFL alumni.
Who's focusing on over 60 fat guys?
We got a lot of those.
That's why I'm here.
You know, our NFL alumni, we're so proud to partner with Dr. Oz because we need the doctors. We need the physicians. They need us now as we come to realize, how do you deliver a message, right? How do you deliver a message around health and wellness? We're part of a locker room, and that locker room is, you know, ongoing. We retire at a young age, relatively. And what we're trying to even think about for ourselves is, the minute you retire from the NFL, you should start thinking about the next 30 and 40 years, right? So diet and everything. You're like a Ferrari, and then all of a sudden somebody takes the keys away from you. So what are you? You become a Pinto or whatever car you want to be.
What's worse than the Pinto?
I can't think of one.
All right, then we'll invent one. All right, so all of the young people, you know, what you're talking about, which I understand. All right, I'm past that. So what do I do, you know, at my age, at my salad physique, to start bettering myself. And, you know, what finally hits is when you have grandkids. And it's like, you know, my granddaughter lives five houses down. You know, I want to be here to see her, but I'm saying in the back of my head, it's past that. You know, I can't get rid of this. So what do I do?
So you have a great question, and I don't have all the answers, but I've got people in my locker room that we all are trying to do at the alumni to announce that out to the rest of the world as ambassadors. I'm just going to be a messenger. I'm going to learn from Dr. Oz to say, hey, this is how you should be taken care of it. And a lot of other physicians, they're going to have a voice in this too. So it becomes where we're looking for those experts in the field. We become beacons of the community because we're part of the community. We're part of a locker room. We all have our own ailments. We're just aged bodies quicker because as former football players, you signed up for something that, you know, your chronic issues are joint issues, cardiovascular, weight, all those things. It stops because we're not working out, and we do gain weight, and we have a lot of those issues. We've got to address that for our own locker room so we can care for others.
So I have, obviously, you guys are the experts.
Of course you do.
But I have a vertical gym that I help a lot of alumni athletes stretch their vertebrae,
nice.
Help them with conditioning, just quality of life back, where it trains them in the sympathetic response of their nervous system. So I've worked with a couple of Michael Clayton from the Buccaneers, won a Super Bowl with the Giants.
Local in Tampa for you.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So, if there's anything I could ever do to be an assistance, I bring it out to the alumni golf scrambles and such. So I'd love to be a part of what you guys are doing to give back to those guys that entertained us for so long, putting everything on the line, their bodies, their sacrificing their health, and the longevity of their career.
And that's exactly what we're looking for. We're looking for those partnerships. We're doing this in healthcare where we're really trying to connect the community. So we're actually doing Huddle for Health awareness. And whether it's diabetes, which we just launched, the Huddle for Diabetes, hypertension, pain management, we've got a variety of different huddles where, as beacons of health, we're really trying to bring the communities together. So partnerships with organizations that are doing good things for health is really where we're at. And we're really going to move the ball as far as getting people to have the understanding, the awareness, but more importantly, like, make the decision to make a difference and do something for your health.
Let's make it concrete, though. You ask what folks over 60 can do right now. I'm a granddad, too. I have the same desires as you have, to walk my granddaughter down the aisle. Not my daughter, my granddaughter. So first off, skip breakfast. I don't think it makes a lot of sense to eat first thing in the morning. I've got a blood sugar monitor on right now as an experiment to see how it works. And, you know, I don't get hungry. Most of people who don't eat a big dinner or at least skip dessert in the morning when they wake up because they're a little ketotic, they don't get hungry. So push your breakfast back till 10 or 11. Make sure you've always got snacks on you because people make their biggest mistakes when they get hungry in the middle of the afternoon. So keep nuts around, 70% cocoa chocolate, coconut flakes. Just keep stuff in your well-being. And I take supplements. I've been passionate about it. There are some that make a big difference. Most of us don't have the basic nutrient content we need, especially vitamin D, magnesium. These are things that most of the population is deficient in. We've partnered up with the NFL alumni. They're working closely with iHerb, which is the largest online health food store in the world. And if you go right now to iHerb.com and sign up, buy whatever you want, presents, everything, by the way, they have pet food, infant formula, vitamins, whatever you want. Buy healthy stuff, though, stuff that's good for you. It's 15% off. If you type in NFL alumni as the code. So NFL alumni gets 15% off on iHerb.com. But the biggest tip I want to give you right now is sleep. If you go to sleep at a regular hour and you do a little sleep hygiene around it and you've taken your day appropriately, skip breakfast, got your supplements, did your snacks, didn't eat crazy stuff that you know is bad for you. Alcohol and cigs are, you know, a big issue, obviously. And get that sleep. It changes dramatically your longevity. And if you can hear my voice right now and you're reasonably healthy, you ought to be living into your late 80s and 90s comfortably. And I think if you stay alive till then, we'll get you up to age 120.
Wow. Another partnership I want to talk about real quickly is one that you have. You and your daughter on the $100,000 pyramid.
Oh, my goodness.
Talk about that experience.
So Daphne, who's a lot smarter than I am, especially in pop culture, crushed me. I kept up with her for a while, but I think I messed up Justin Bieber or something, which is hard to mess up. And it's remarkable because you get on those game shows and you have a sympathetico with your partner. So they wouldn't let me work with Daphne. So they split us up. She was against me.
Right.
And then
right.
she beat me. Then right. she went to the finals and she won that. And I'm still proud of her. But the best tribute you can ever give a dad is to start calling them their child's father.
For sure.
So I don't have a doctor anymore. There's no more Mehmet. It's just Daphne's father.
Awesome.
Interesting.
I just want to say, along with those tricks, you know, I like to keep like honey, natural honey around, a little flavor. You can give you a little energy without a caffeine boost, you know. So like little tips like this are key to my pizza diet program that I
yeah, I have bees, you know.
Yeah.
And I give that's my Christmas present. I give honey away to folks. But bees, especially if you have, you know, raw honey,
yeah,
has we believe elements in it that might be beneficial even for some allergic issues.
No question, and it helps with healing of open wounds and cuts. I know my nana honey, you put it in the open wound.
The oldest medicine known to man was honey because it kills bacteria, but your cells like it. Yeah. What a great solution!
But look what he's doing is what you told us last night on we had an NFL alumni symposium on health. And one of his slides was Bacante.
Oh, yeah.
Bacante. So it's about the spice, too,
yeah,
I guess.
For sure.
What do you think?
Yeah.
Spice in the honey?
I didn't know you were listening. That's so cool.
I was asleep. It was at the end of it. But you woke me up with that.
Texas hot honey. My friend RC, he's in the pizza industry. A Texas local guy. Great family man.
You know what? We'll put it on iHerb.com. We got 45,000 things. We'll add that there.
Connect to Randy. Randy knows everyone in every industry. So this guy's a legend. In all sports.
Just old. You know, and we've been arguing about that. You know, we do a lot with the UFC. I have the longest running UFC MMA show in the country. And, you know, they talk about some of these fighters are legends. They're only legends because of longevity. It, you know, whatever. It just means I'm old. You know, that's all this means.
Those guys are athletes.
Oh, no kidding.
We have recently, the NFL alumni is partnering with TNA Wrestling.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. And so we came to the Palms about a month ago. And we got involved with them. And it's all about the locker room, right? If you're a former athlete like you,
correct,
you're an athlete, you know, but you're an ambassador. You can be that ambassador. You can take a message from Dr. Oz and put it out there. So that's what we're doing today.
Sir. Good stuff. Well, thank you guys for stopping by. We're going to get your address. We're going to send you a couple of thank you gifts for coming out from Ape Man Strong, some of the honey.
Gold, cash, anything. What kind of gift?
Well, that's what he does. Yeah, you guys are friends. You can negotiate that with him. And then we're going to send you some bucked up energy drink. We have some here if you'd like as well. So let's go hit a quick break, and we will continue coming to you live from Radio Row. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong, Staff Zone, Bucked Up Energy Drink, and Bio Accelerator.
Salute, we'll always recognize when we see your glory flying. There's a lot of men dead, so we can sleep in peace at night when we lay down our heads.
This is Alex Smith, quarterback of the San Francisco 49ers, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
BioAccelerator is recognized as a global leader in cell therapy and regenerative medicine for sports and orthopedic injuries, spine and disc conditions, and chronic pain. The company has treated thousands of patients, including many UFC champions, former and current NFL players, and many everyday people like you and I.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Sean Payton. You're talking sports with Randy Harris.
I bet you never heard old Marshall Dillon say, Miss Kitty, have you ever thought of running away? Settling down, would you marry me? If I ask you twice and beg you pretty please, she'd have said yes in a New York minute. They never tied a knot. His heart wasn't in it. He just stole a kiss as he rode away. He never hung his hat up at Kitty's place. I should have been a coward. I should have learned to run.
Okay, I think we're back. Are we back?
We are back, live. Okay. From Media Row.
It's a zoo. It's crazy.
But that's why we come. That's what the chaos is somewhat organized, but then it's the unknown. You know, what an honor to have Dr. Oz on, to be able to thank him personally for the...
I kind of felt like you were interviewing yourself.
Kind of. Yeah, we had so many similarities. I mean, you understand, it took me right back to 2009 all over again. You know, that was where trying to make an impact in the world and lead by example. And here we are, full circle.
Are you doing any better since 2009?
I feel amazing right now. You know, but it's about the sciences, right? This morning when you
guys... Okay, all right, we're running out of time. Okay. Let's head back out to the Apex real quick.
All right.
It's been a little while since Zach's been on. You know, he was on the Ultimate Fighter last time we talked. Let's welcome back a fellow Philadelphian. Hey, Zach, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Not too bad. We appreciate. Sorry for the delay. Talk about, it's another fight week. It's another media day, and it's Christmas morning, 3 days from now on Saturday.
That's right. You know, it's been a while for me. I didn't want to take this long off, but, you know, we're here and time to go, and I'm excited to go put on the show.
You know, we've talked to a couple of the other fighters, and I've asked the same basic question. You know, every job is important, you know, but people call in. They're like, hey, I can't come to work. I don't want to work today. You know, half of my radio team calls in on a regular basis. How difficult is it not to do that when you're in a combat sport, or really any sport? You know, one day could lead into more days that you don't want to take off that you end up doing.
Yeah, I mean, it's basically not an option. I'm going to go fight another man that is trying to hurt me. So there's no such thing as a day off as far as not wanting to do it. Like, we take rest days and recovery days, but when it's time to work, it's time to work. Like, if you don't go in and work, you're going to get hurt on Saturday.
No, for sure. Talk about your opponent real quick. It's media day, so we'll do a question or two about Saturday, and then we'll go back to finding out more and talking about, because it has been a while since we last talked. Talk about your opponent.
Yeah, so he came in with a lot of hype. You know, his UFC debut was against someone in the top 10. That's almost unheard of. And he lost that fight, but, you know, the UFC put him in there because they thought he could win, at least had a chance to win. So, you know, he's got a lot of hype, got a lot of finishes. He's got a lot of first-round finishes, but he doesn't spend a lot of time in the cage, and I think that works in my favor.
Is it the same feeling, you know, today that it was your last fight, as it was, you know, on the Ultimate Fighter, as it was, you know, trying to get into the UFC? Or has the feeling changed? Obviously, we all, you know, move on and grow in the experience. But is it similar to day one being an MMA fighter to this week, fight week, before a UFC fight on Saturday?
So I really feel like I've settled in to being a UFC fighter. You know, the Ultimate Fighter finale was so exciting to be a part of it. And then having my UFC debut, everything was big. And then my first fight after that. Now I know what to expect. I know what I'm doing. I've cut weight with the UFC. This is the third time now. So, you know, I feel much more relaxed and in a better place going into this fight than I have the last two.
I know that we had you on a regular basis back when you were on Tough. What can you take from that experience as you move on in your mixed martial arts / UFC career?
You know, it was still, that tournament is one of the hardest tournaments in sports, you know, fighting twice in 3 weeks. Like, I'll always take that with me. I'll always take that preparation that I had of just eat, sleep, train every single day. And I think I put on some of my best performances under that stress. So that's, I'll always take what I learned about myself and about performing from being on Tough.
Obviously, we're here this week in Las Vegas for, it's just a small football game on Sunday, the Super Bowl. Thoughts on either team?
So, unfortunately, I can't give an objective view. I am a Broncos fan, so I will always root against the Chiefs. So, I'm going for the 49ers. Christian McCaffrey is also a friend of mine, so I'm rooting for the 49ers all the way.
I can not that it matters what I can take. I can take that response that you dislike Kansas City because of the Denver Broncos over I don't want Kansas City because of Taylor Swift.
Oh, yeah, I don't care at all who's dating who or whatever. But I just want I always want the Chiefs to lose, no matter who Travis Kelce's dating.
Right. No, exactly. You know, we've had a lot of people here talk about, well, you know, Taylor Swift. Well, it's not her that's seeking out all this. It's the media. It's the fans. It's all that kind of stuff. You can't blame her for it. And so I almost want Kansas City to win just because of that. I want to tick off as many people that are hating for the wrong reason.
I can respect that.
What goes through your mind as you're walking, you know, into a cage to have a fist fight with another human being?
So much. There's so much because that walk, your walkout is like the last little piece of normalcy before you're about to be in a war. So I'm thinking about, you know, have I done everything? Have I done everything I could do? You know, was my diet on point? Was my conditioning on point? And it's all just racing through my head and like causing almost anxiety as you get in the cage. And then once they lock that door, it kind of all goes away and you got to get ready to work.
So Zach, I mean, going along with that nutrition side of it, you know, back in the day, you'd see Jerry Rice would go run Camelback Mountain for conditioning to do things that separated him from the rest of the wide receivers in the NFL. You know, is the UFC the same as far as, like, do you guys all follow the same kind of protocols as far as recovery and nutrition? Or are you guys always looking to do things that are unique and different just to your training camp to give you an advantage over the fighters that you fight against?
So that was the craziest thing to me when I came over to fighting from playing football. Fighting is kind of just the Wild West. Everyone does whatever they want. Like, you don't really have a head coach unless you put one in place for yourself. So guys are just out there doing whatever they want. Like, I take a super scientific approach. I train at altitude. You know, I'm in Denver. I try and keep my nutrition and diet as tight as possible. I worked with the UFCPI this camp for the first time on my diet, and I do think that sets me apart. And I have no idea what Bogdan's doing in Uzbekistan for his training.
What's going to be a relaxation day for you after Sunday? Fight's over, fight camp, you probably won't start for three more days. So what will you do in the next two or three days after the fight?
I'm going to be eating some pizza, chilling and eating some pizza. That's the big thing in fight camp is, you always make a little list of all the foods that you want when you're done. So, you know, relax and get some good food.
So Zach, I'm gonna blow your mind here for a second, but I was the guy who invented the pizza diet and won Mr. Universe in 2016 as a 41-year-old father of two, eating nothing but pizza. So you can go ahead and put that pizza back in your fight camp for your next fight. And if you need help, reach out to Randy at Knockout Radio, and I'll help you with the nutrition side of it.
Done. Absolutely. I'll do that.
Whatever it takes to eat pizza. Zach, as always, thank you for your time. We're going to put you back on hold so we can get your address. I don't know if they already did that. We're going to send you a care package from 8 Man Strong, some products from Bucked Up Energy Drink, and I've got some cool. What's the honey we're sending?
It's Texas Hot Honey.
We're loading you up with gifts. And by any chance, are you a coffee or a tea drinker?
I'm a coffee drinker, a big-time coffee drinker.
All right, then we're also going to send you a gift certificate from Roasted Whisk. She has custom coffees, custom teas, custom coffee cups. We're going to send you a package and a gift certificate from them as well for coming on today.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Zach.
I appreciate it, Zach. We'll talk soon.
Have fun Saturday.
Fellow Philadelphian.
Oh, man, that's why you put him on.
Nothing wrong with fellow Philadelphian.
Your brothers stick together, man.
Well, it's the city of brotherly love. You know, who took a hit with the passing of Apollo Creed?
Yeah. Do you guys feel that in your heart? Which is worse for you? The Apollo Creed passing?
All passing.
Carl Weathers or Toby Keith? Which one are you more emotionally connected to?
I'm going to hell if you believe it. Neither and both.
Got it.
You know, it's devastating. You know, Apollo Creed, we just saw him a couple weeks ago at one of the cons. You know, Toby Keith. Patriot, I'm a veteran, you know, so a little of both mixes in. But it started slow, a little fist of fight that's about to happen.
We ramped up,
And then it ended up pretty good. So until tomorrow, we're going to tape a few things for later broadcast. But I want to thank everybody for tuning in. I want to thank our guests. I want to thank our sponsors. And we'll see everybody again tomorrow at 9 o'clock on the West. On what is that? Noon.
Noon
on the East. See everybody next week.
Is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.